Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102 103.
Blues fan favourite Conan Noone made his return to the RSC for a club record fee following an incredibly successful loan spell with the club last year. I had a chance to catch up with the Kildare native after the move was made official.
Conan Noone, welcome back to Waterford. How's it feel to be here, I suppose, finally on a full-time basis?
Oh, delighted. Yeah, really happy. I think obviously last year was, on a personal note, the best year of my life. You know, obviously as a team, didn't go how we wanted it to be. But I'm just so happy to be back, obviously. I think the fans kind of seen how much I loved it here last year and how much I loved playing for the club and how proud I was. So, yeah, just delighted to be here for the next few years.
Was it something that after the loan spell finished, you were eager to make it a permanent thing, or was there a conversation had beforehand about where you might fit in if you were to stay at Shamrock Rovers, or how did that come about?
Yeah, well, I think what I done was I had to obviously see what Rovers was saying first, because obviously that's where I was contracted to. That's where, you know, either way, I had no say to a degree. You know, when the season ended, I was back at Rovers. So, yeah, obviously sat down with them and I had a really good chat with the gaffer there. Went really well, you know, and he was really complimentary. And I've nothing bad to say about Rovers. Anyone there, it's an amazing club, amazing people in there, treat me with respect and everything. So even how this is, you know, the transfer and stuff, they've been so nice about it all. So yeah, it just was just based on kind of, you know, the conversation and then just other things, and just obviously I really wanted to come back obviously after last year. You know, I just built that kind of connection, that kind of, you know, want to be here. So once I kind of had that conversation and kind of spoke to the club here, you know, it was kind of an easy decision.
Have you thought about what it'll be like when you come up against them? Because you'd been at the club since 2018. Like, this will be the first time you'll actually get to play against them.
Yeah, it'll be mad. Like, obviously, I was there, I think, 7 years or something. So, I was there since under-15s, under Damien Duff. So, it's mad. It was a mad kind of, you know, I'm really proud to have kind of come through the club there. But, yeah, it's going to be mad. Like, it's going to be, like, obviously, I'll be excited to play in it. You know, I'll obviously want to do well. But yeah, no, I'm excited to play. Obviously, it was a bit annoying last year not being able to play against them. But, you know, I'm excited to play against them this year.
Obviously, now that you're signed on permanently, there was the big discussion. I suppose everyone likes to see that a player is signed on. But the big thing was that it was a record signing fee. Does that bring some pressure for you, do you think, knowing that you're the club's record signing now?
No. No, I think, look, it is what it is. Again, it's mental to me, like, that's... I didn't even know that until it was announced, to be honest. It's obviously very humbling. Like, it's really kind of cool to see, like, you know, but it shows also the faith the club are kind of putting in me, you know, and I'm just going to continue to kind of repay that. So yeah, I think it's only as much pressure as you put on yourself. Obviously, I just want to deliver for the club anyway. So, yeah, I don't think it's any added pressure, no.
Obviously, you're here now, but at the end of the playoff final, I presume you didn't know what your future would hold at that stage, whether you come back to Waterford or not. Was that an emotional time for you, I suppose, the end of that Bray match, knowing that this possibly could have been your last game here?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I hadn't a clue at the end of that. Like, I was emotional. Like, next morning, and leaving and seeing all the pictures of the fans and myself and videos online and stuff. And I was thinking, Jesus, like, it's mad that there's a chance I might not, you know, be back here anymore, you know. I think either way would have been, you know, amazing. Like, it was an amazing year no matter what. But I think, yeah, no, I didn't enjoy the off season. I don't enjoy that kind of stuff, like figuring out things and, you know, all that. So I'm glad it's done, you know, and I'm glad I'm here. So yeah, I'm just glad it's I don't think it's an enjoyable time for any player, like, really. So I'm just glad it's done and I'm here now.
Obviously, with all the previous managers from last year, you got on really well with them, but obviously John was coming in as a new face and he realistically would have only known you from being on the opposition sidelines. It must be great to know that he had as much interest in bringing you back as, say, everyone else at the club did.
100%, yeah. I spoke to John a few weeks ago now, obviously, and I really like his plans kind of for the club going forward, and for me as well. It's important, you know, because I think previously when I wasn't, like last year, I think I obviously played as a 10 kind of the whole year, and I feel like that's my best position. And years before that, Rovers, I was playing different positions, like defensive midfielder, even deeper midfielder, and just I feel like I wasn't getting the best out of me, you know, and I've, so I think hearing his vision for me in terms of where I'm going to be playing and you know, kind of the signs he was making and the system he's playing, all that kind of stuff, you know, and just his ambition for the club that, you know, he shares that, you know, we're going to push for whatever we can. We want to finish as high as possible. So I was delighted to hear that. And kind of after speaking to him, I was kind of, you know, kind of sure I was coming, yeah.
Tough to imagine you playing defensive midfield.
I know, I know. I think I played defensive midfielder when I played Waterford here in 2024, home and away. And I remember the game in Tala where he's bet us 3-1, I think. It was the hardest game I've ever played, honestly. Whatever way the setup was and just everything. It's just not my position, I don't think, for now anyway. Never hopefully, to be honest. because I just love scoring goals, assisting. I think obviously my product last year I was really happy with, so I want to build on that. And I think that's where I kind of get the best out of my game, being in the final third and just being on the ball the whole time and kind of dictating play, which I think I was able to do last year, and kind of play free, which I think for me is where I excel the best. So I was really glad to kind of, when I spoke to John, that he kind of shared the kind of same vision.
The difference, I suppose, from a player perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like if you're on loan, it's seen as a growth experience and trying to get as much first team football as possible that you then bring back to your home club. Now that you're here permanently, is there an element of that your mind is kind of clear to kind of more so think about the club objectives, as opposed to, not that you weren't thinking about the club objectives, but is it more of a case now that the club objectives occupy a much bigger part of your mind than, say, your own personal growth?
I'll be honest, I think in a lot of cases that is what loans are, but I don't know if it's just different, but the minute I was here it was all about the club. Like, it was just all about kind of, I don't know if that's just me as a person or just, you know, I don't know, but I was just bought into what was here and just doing the best for Waterford. And I think obviously doing the best for Waterford is also doing the best, it will benefit me as well, you know. So I think it's one of those that it was more just buying into what was here, and that kind of thing. And I guess I think you could see even at the end of the year, like, just how much it meant to me, kind of even just staying up, and even if knowing that I might not have been here, I knew like how big it was and how much I wanted to kind of contribute to keeping us up. I just bought into the club and just, I just loved it. So probably that.
Multi-year deal means that you're not just, I suppose, thinking of the short-term goals for the club, but also the long-term ones, which is a new prospect for yourself. But that means that you're probably buying a bit more into how the longevity of this contract goes.
Of course, yeah. Look, I want to finish as high as possible. I want to push for Europe this year. Like, I want to be ambitious. As I said, I want to, in the few years, be pushing for Europe, or at least, you know, be in there, you know, in the third year. You know, you want to finish as high as possible. You don't know what will happen, you know, but I think the club is so ambitious, and I think that's also a big pull here, is that this club is massive, like, and it's where it is now isn't where it should be. So I want to be part of when it, you know, gets back to where it is. I want to be a big part of that. So and I think with the squad we're building, the manager and the squad we have here, the facilities are amazing, the stadium's amazing, so it has everything to be successful. So hopefully it can kind of all fall into place.
Benny signed from Cork as well, and obviously he plays in a fullback position. Would you have come up against him much, I suppose, in one-on-one situations?
Yeah, I always thought Benny last year, obviously I thought he was one of kind of Cork's standout players. I think he got injured maybe through the year or something, which kind of halted maybe him playing as much. I know there was a manager change as well, but I always thought he was bright. I think I seen like he's one of the most chances created by the halfway point last year or something like that anyway, so he's obviously an attacking fullback, which I think is good for me, you know, that hopefully he's crossing balls into me, or I can find him kind of on the wing or whatever. I think he's a really good player. I think he's a really good signing, along with the other ones. So really happy he's here.
Luke had been mentioning before that a lot of the last few weeks have been focused on fitness and not a lot of ball work. Have you had a bit of a chance to see what the other players are like on the ball yet?
Not really. Obviously, I've played against, obviously, Luke, played against Hayden, played against Benny. I'm probably forgetting people, but I know they're all good players. I know I guess Luke Lasher obviously would have come up against him kind of directly a lot, and he's just so tough. He's a battler. He's probably underrated how good he is on the ball as well. So yeah, we've been like we're a week and a bit into the preseason, and it's already the hardest preseason I've ever had in a while. So I know it's hard now, but I know we'll all be grateful kind of come the start of the season that we'll have that kind of, we'll be raring to go. So it's hard now, but it'll be worth it soon.
Shelburne, the first game of the season at home as well, like that's going to be a great way to open it all up.
100%. I think I've seen something that's the third time in a row or something with Shelburne at home. So yeah, obviously last year we lost 1-0, I think. Yeah, I don't think we played amazing that day. So yeah, I think obviously the ORC will be rocking. And yeah, I think the fans, I think, will be excited with all the new kind of changes and stuff. And obviously, I think we need to make it a fortress this year. I think we lost way too many games late on. And just in general, at the ORC, I think we can, obviously I've played away at Waterford a few times, and it's not a nice place to come. So I think that already, on top of if we can make it hostile, make it hard for teams to come, I think we can really make it a fortress, which would be massive for us. So I cannot wait for the first game. Yeah.
Presumably the core message from last year then for fans is that it's okay for them to fall in love with a lone player.
Yeah, I guess so. Look, I don't know if there's going to be any more coming in. So I can't guarantee it'll be signed the next year, but yeah, I guess obviously in my case, yeah, I guess they can. Yeah,
Conan, thanks a million.
Thank you. Sports Beat Extra. Beat 102-103.